At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
On the other side of the ball, I think a big, big area where we'll all be watching is cornerback and how everything kind of starts to shape up and where it goes with corner two opposite Christian Benford. You have the first round pick, Max Harrison, and you have Tre'Davious White. Now, you and I are both on record saying that when they open up camp, we believe Tre'Davious White will be the starter. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stick to that right now. And I still think Max Harrison has to kind of, you know, really, really show that he can handle that spot and they can trust him for the Bills to make a pivot to him once the regular season starts.
Yeah, I don't disagree with anything that you said. Does Dane Jackson have anything to do with this conversation?
I think Dane Jackson is more likely to be off the 53-man roster than he is to be a starter.
Okay, that's a totally fair take, and I don't think that that's crazy. The other name to watch is Dorian Strong, because that's another player who I don't know what to expect from a day three draft pick at corner, right? But we would have never been having this conversation about Christian Benford. So I still think, you know, Max Harrison is sure the guy, right? But, you know, they drafted Dorian Strong. He's probably going to be on the 53-man roster. You know, it's not a lock, but it's, you know, it's written in pen right now. So I don't know. That's just a name that's also in the back of my mind of what things are going to look like. I do want to ask you this, though, because this is an interesting, this is nothing to do with what happens at cornerback two. While you were in Italy, did you see the ESPN articles coming out of the top 10 positions all the way down the line? And you know,
I did see them. I did not dive into them.
Okay. So cornerback list comes out. No Bills were in the top 10. And Christian Benford did not even receive a vote. Do you think,
okay,
the question is, do you think we at any point, do we overvalue Christian Benford locally?
Okay, I'm going to say no, because the answer is kind of a bigger answer to why he would not fall on this list.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Christian Benford is the perfect system quarterback, cornerback for the Buffalo Bills. Mm-hmm. He is great for the Bills. He is great at what they do. He is an analytics darling. Mm-hmm. He is not a guy who around the league, GMs and scouts look and go, oh my God, that guy's amazing. Except maybe, oh boy, he'd really fit for us. He'd be a really guy to have on our team. Mm-hmm. But because he's not making all these great plays and he's not some lockdown man-to-man guy who forces you to go the other way all the time, I think that you lose a little bit of that luster. Now, I'm not saying GMs and scouts, you know, don't know anything about him or what they're talking about, but for crying out loud, last year, did one guy say Josh Allen was the most overrated player or something like that, right? I mean, so I think that when you're closer to the situation like we are with Christian Benford, we know what the Bills have in Christian Benford. I think there is always danger in overvaluing your players. There's no doubt. And that has happened over the years. I don't think we do here, because I think he fits what they do so specifically well that it might not translate to other teams and they don't feel like he would be on that list.
Yeah, and this is something that also makes me wonder if Hairston has a much stronger chance to win the job than we're giving him credit for, because Benford is so technically sound and reliable, but also not flashy. Mm-hmm. Maybe they want flash, and that is Max Harrison.
I love
maybe that was something we weren't talking about during the process of like, oh, Trey Amos, whatever. They took a swing. Like, they're going on upside. They added arguably the best athlete in the entire draft class with Max Harrison. So maybe they think, hey, listen, we know what we have in Christian Benford, but we need more out of that position as a whole. And that's why we're going to take a swing when it comes to Harrison. Benford's very good. This is not going to turn into me saying Christian Benford isn't good. I was talking to Carl Jones about this a little bit, and obviously he knows a lot about defensive backs, and he was saying, listen, Benford's a day three pick, so just not as many people know who he is from that factor, and he also doesn't follow wide receivers like some of the other elite corners in the NFL. Sauce Gardner's an exception to that. Even Trey, back in his heyday, wasn't really following people like all the time. So I like Christian Benford a lot, but that was the only big takeaway I had from those lists that were coming out of like, wow, you know, I thought he'd get a little bit more love. You know, I didn't necessarily think he would be in the top 10, but I thought he would certainly be a player that was being mentioned. And for him to not be mentioned at all was surprising to me.
Yeah, yeah, I understand. I agree with all of that. I mean, we know how the Bills feel about him. They gave him a big extension, mm-hmm. right? So
yeah, but wasn't as big as we thought either, which is like, you know, kind of going back to that point of like when Christian Benford signed, because he was the last one of the extensions. I think we were all like, wow, that's actually a lot more team friendly than we mm-hmm. were anticipating.
So, by the way, give you and I a little more credit than you did. We did talk about earlier how the Bills took swings this year in the draft and they went yeah. after guys, because remember, you and I did the whole Brandon Bean versus Brett Veach comparison. What was our takeaway? Boy, Brandon has such a high floor. Mm-hmm. But Brett Veach and the Chiefs, they've really hit on more of the high-end guys with their ceiling, and mm-hmm. the Bills need more of that. And I think the Bills went after more of that this year.
Yeah, I think that Hairston is that. I think TJ Sanders is that. The one that yeah. I don't think is that is probably Landon Jackson, but that's totally okay. And then after that, it felt like there are a couple guys who they're, you know, betting on intangibles. Dorian Strong, Hancock is another one of them. I mean, Jackson Hawes is a blocking tight end, so, you know, I don't think that's a huge swing, mm-hmm. but I do appreciate that because they need difference makers. Like, you can't just keep doing the same thing over and over again. You had an unbelievable season from Josh Allen last year. You can probably bank on another unbelievable season, but maybe it's not an MVP season. So it's who else can step up to try and help you as a team.
I know that it's something that, you know, doesn't need to be talked about a ton, and as we go forward we will, but there is one other spot on the team that is totally up in the air, and that is punter. They're going to be a punting battle coming up yeah. here during training camp. Jake Camarda and Brad Robbins. And you know, when I went back and looked at and did my state of the Bills before the draft, I was blown away. I didn't realize Jake Camarda was like third or fifth, I think top five in the NFL for 2 years in a row in yards per punt. But then he had kind of a down year, and they had a special teams change, I was told, in Tampa, which kind of impacted him. Mm-hmm. And he didn't punt so well, so they released him. But I think I'm excited in a way to watch these guys, because we don't know anything about these guys. They haven't been in Buffalo before.
Yeah, I was talking to a couple of people who around the league about Jake Camarda, and they also brought up the special teams coordinator stuff. And one of the things that was told to me was he can kick it a mile, but when you need him to kick it a half mile, he can't kick it a half mile. Oh, he can okay. only kick it a mile. So, you know, it's all like right. a guy on the driving range who can bomb his driver, yeah. but you don't know if it's going to actually stay in the fairway or not. So I don't know enough about the position to give you a lean right now of, oh, I think it's Camarda's job to lose, or, oh, I think it's Robin's job to lose, because I just don't know.
Yep.
But it's not nothing. I mean, no. you know, like, we've spent time talking about punters on this podcast before, and I'm sure we inevitably will be down the road too. We also didn't talk about safety. Like, that's a very legitimate.
We've talked about it a lot on this podcast, but let's do it, because I'm just going to say the same thing I've said for the last 2 months. If Cole Bishop's healthy, he's the starting safety. And if he's not, something drastically went wrong.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree at all. But
Taylor Rapp obviously is the other one.
Yeah, but I think the name is, like, how does Forrest play into any of this? Does he play into any of this? Is he
I think he's a backup DeMar and a special
Hamlin?
Teams guy.
Yeah, is he behind? Is DeMar Hamlin the clear-cut number three?
I think DeMar Hamlin's number five. I think DeMar Hamlin might not make the team.
Wow. Really? I'm surprised yeah. by that.
I think Cam Lewis is number four.
So you think Forrest is three?
Yes.
So you think Rapp, Bishop, Forrest, Cam Lewis.
Maybe even Lewis three, Forrest four, because I think Forrest is here to play a lot of special teams and be a backup safety.
Yeah. Okay. They were doing their rotation.
Let me ask you this. Hold on. Now Jordan Hancock plays into this question because he does. Much, he's okay.
He very much does.
But who would you see the Bills just on the surface keeping, one or the other? Cam Lewis or DeMar Hamlin?
You're going to say Cam Lewis.
Yes, 100%.
I am going to say DeMar Hamlin. And I'm going to say DeMar Hamlin because I think if what you're trying for Jordan Hancock to be is like Cam Lewis, I almost said John Hancock. Just like history, like, immediately took me back. But if you think that he can do that for younger and cheaper, then don't you feel like you would want the more experienced, I don't want to say sure thing, but the more experienced veteran backup at safety, if Hancock can do similar to what Cam Lewis can do?
Actually, let me rewind what I just said about 3 minutes ago, which is who number four, but I could replace Hancock with Lewis, because what I think is going to happen is I think Cam Lewis and Jordan Hancock are both on the team. One will be a safety. The other will be the backup nickel. And actually, I think Cam Lewis has more of a chance to be the straight up backup nickel.
Yeah, that's probably right. That's probably right. I mean, at one point he won the nickel job.
Yeah.
Aaron took it back, right?
Yeah.
Alternate history with the Buffalo
Bills. Several years ago. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy how that all played out. So, yeah, I don't think that that's wrong. I just think that they value DeMar Hamlin maybe more than we realize.
Oh, I don't disagree with that. But I think circumstances forced them to kind of make sure that, you know, I think DeMar played solid last year. I really do. They need more from that position.
Absolutely.
And they signed to a very minimal deal. And with the guys they brought in, I just think it's going to be tough. Let's not forget they have Jamarcus Ingram too, who, by the way, has safety flexibility.
Yeah. I went back, and for the last couple of weeks while I've been off, I've just gone back and watched basically a different game. I'm not watching the full games, but parts of different games from last year, just to refresh my memory. And one of the biggest takeaways was, the safety position needed to be better. There were a lot of times where either DeMar Hamlin or in the games where Cole Bishop played, you're like, man, you need more out of that. Like, you definitely need to be getting more out of that position, because it's not something we're used to. For so long, it was so reliable with Micah Hyde and with Jordan Poyer. So it's interesting that that is now the position that we're talking about, because for so long we didn't. For so long, it was the thing we never had to talk about.
Look, it's Sean McDermott. I mean, it's so important to him, going back to his days in Philly, his days in Carolina, and the guys he's had, the trust factor. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And that's why those guys, yes, they're great players for the Bills, Micah and Jordan. But it's also because they were just so trustworthy to be back there. They knew exactly what they're supposed to be doing. That's why Taylor Rapp is so important. I've been on this for a long time, and everybody who thought the Bills were going to draft a safety, Malachi Starks in the first round, that was never the case. The Bills love Taylor Rapp. He sets their defense for them on the back end. Fans listening to this, watching this, Matt, might hate that idea, but it's just the reality of it for how the Bills feel about him. So it is interesting.